Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
To the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-6812. That's 800-575-6812.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Guys, if you're serious about finding a true partner, do it the right way with the one-on-one concierge-level service from matchmaking.com. The better way to find lasting companionship. No more wasted time on fake profiles, flakes, and entitled attitudes. No more getting scammed by dating apps built to keep you swiping, not winning. Just real connections for men who know what they want. At matchmaking.com, we don't just introduce people. We architect relationships that last. Our members feature carefully screened, professional, financially stable potential matches, and your personal agent will make it their mission to help you find someone who aligns with your values, lifestyle, and desires. Listen, you've been married, you've been divorced, you already know what you don't want. Matchmaking.com. Smart matchmaking for men who've outgrown the nonsense. If you're serious about finding something real, let's find someone who actually deserves you. To get started, call 954-545-2211. That's 954-545-2211. 954-545-2211.
Brought to you by Life Imaging FLA. Dial #250 right now and just say free heart scan. Get proactive with your health and call Life Imaging FLA for your free heart scan now with just a few minimum requirements. From your cell phone, call #250 and say free heart scan. That's #250 and just say free heart scan.
Champions play here. WQAM Miami.
WPOW HD2 Miami. WKIS HD2 Boca Raton.
An Odyssey Sports Station. Home of the two-time defending Stanley Cup winners, the Florida Panthers. Home of the three-time NBA champion Miami Heat.
Five-time national championship winner Miami Hurricanes football.
And Miami Hurricanes basketball.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
Call 1-800-747-3.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this money!
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. computers can be you can watch this on YouTube with viewing for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, Leroy.
Ourselves a Oreo filled with dulce de leche.
Yeah, yes, we do indeed, and we'll have a little bit of extra flavor too once Figgy walks on in here. So that should be shortly as well. In the meantime,
over under.
That's a good call. Over under. What do you think, Leroy? Over under on Figgy? I think you know what.
10
you
away.
Know, you know what's messed up about her?
Yeah.
She could be in the building.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah. Gets caught up.
Hey, I think there is nothing funnier than in sports when a name is thrown in the face of all the sports people that you hadn't prepped for.
Correct.
Woo!
And did you know prior, you, this is not a name that you had prepped for either, right? Nobody was thinking that this guy was going to fall to us.
Nope, but my first thought was, I've never heard Toby mention this name. This ought to be fun.
And the name that he is referring to, of course, is Miami Heat's selection at number 20 yesterday. Let's do this, guys. Now, it's Lithuanian, and it is Kasparis Jakučionis. Jakučionis. Like Sabonis. Kasparis Jakučionis.
Wait, how do you spell? What's the first letter of his last name?
J.
Huh?
So why don't you just call him KJ and just get it over with?
No. I like one that I heard. I think, I don't know if Tobin's the first one to say this, but because, you know, it's Casper. Kasparis, whatever.
The ghost?
Ghost. I can just already see it. You know, we got Hero, Bam, Ghost, Ware.
Hey, Leroy. Is it me?
A lot of white ghosts.
I'm just saying.
A lot of white ghosts.
This team is
this team has gotten mighty intangible.
I'm just saying.
Scrappy.
We might have to call them the Miami Interracials.
We could go Jovic,
Duncan.
Yeah.
Duncan.
Tyler.
And
K-Love.
Pella.
Oh, Pella and K-Love. K-Love still on the squad?
Yeah,
I believe so.
Yeah, that's seven. Damn, you got half your squad. I like it.
Something about Andrew Wiggins, too. I don't know. You can just throw him in
there. Yeah, he's Canadian.
You know, that's what I'm saying. But you won't be able to throw him in there for so long, too, because one of the
and
other
we not
stories.
We're not even counting the sprinkles.
What, are you talking about like a Drew Smith, potentially?
Mixed kids. We're not even talking
Kyle
about
Anderson,
that.
Right? Is he?
Yeah. Slow-mo's? Yeah, slow-mo's mixed. Slow-mo is mixed.
How about Kalel?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I just thought he was maybe light-skinned. I didn't even think. I didn't see him.
There's a great
possibility if you're light-skinned.
There's a great possibility, for sure.
Hold on.
But there is a good light-skinned to put in your call.
Wait.
How about red bone, not light-skinned?
First of all, you don't call no man no red bone.
You don't say that?
You don't call a man Redbone.
Charles Gambino had a song called Redbone.
That was about a woman.
That was about America.
Hey, here's how it goes. So my grandmother was the same color as you.
Yeah.
Black. Frog boy.
Oh.
Yeah, very, very light. She might even been lighter.
Green?
Mm. Right? And she said one time, just in passing, because, you know, in New Orleans, there's a lot of red bones.
Yeah.
She looked up one time, and I think one of the kids said, Grandma, why are you so light and Grandpa so dark? Because my grandpa was blue-black, right? And she would look up and say,
she pushed.
How the hell you think we got this color?
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm assuming it wasn't a willing acquisition.
At some point, no. Right? But it's crazy because I'm one of the fortunate people. My great-grandmother died when I was 13. Right?
Yeah.
And she was like 86, 87.
Solid.
So she was born in early 1900s. Right? Yeah. Like, or maybe I think she had sister or brother that was born in 1800s. Yeesh. So having a conversation with somebody like that wakes you to bleep up about how things were. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So you always know when there's a little, somebody threw a little salt in the pepper.
Mm. Well, there's a lot of salt on the Miami Heat right now.
Oh, yeah.
As of right now, the consensus from what I've been seeing, which is, you know, various articles or draft grades, everyone seems to be in love with this pick. Everyone says,
yeah, because the Heat need a point guard.
They did need a point guard, but everyone was, you know, prior to the draft looking at Walter Clayton Jr. I even heard him answer some interview questions. They said, if you can have dinner with anyone, who would it be? And one of the people he picked was Eric Spoelstra. And I'm like, okay, kid.
Yeah, but he was gone already.
Yeah, so he was gone at number 18 to Utah. Utah picked him up, and that was like via a trade of some sort. There was a lot of trades yesterday.
Dude, can I just say this? I am so tired of the machinations that go on during the NBA draft.
Ooh, machinations.
Like, jeez. Trade hat. Oh, not the other hat. Trade the rights.
Gotta wear
the like,
hat.
Like, come on.
What are you talking about?
Trading the rights to some
Wait a minute. One of the greatest moves, one of the best trades in NBA history happened on draft night because of that. When Penny got traded for C-Web.
What I'm saying is this, Vlad. If I get drafted as the 10th pick and then traded, or the pick is traded, I got to put on the hat.
You got to put on both
of the team that drafted me, not the team that traded for me.
And then you put on the hat.
It's stupid, right? It's stupid.
Mm. It's happened.
Yeah, it's almost tradition at this point.
Weber and Penny.
No, I understand that, but we all here to trade. If they go, so-and-so is traded for the 10th pick, and then they go, so say if Atlanta trades the 10th pick to Miami, right? And then they'll say Atlanta has traded the pick to Miami for whatever. And then they go, with the 10th pick Atlanta takes – and then he goes up there and talks to the commissioner with the Atlanta hat on. Mm-hmm. And we just heard he got traded to the Heat. Give him the damn Heat hat.
But he was drafted by Atlanta.
Oh, not if he was traded.
But he was drafted. He was taken to be traded.
But they do that.
He was taken to be traded.
It's the same way. They don't have to do that. Hey, wait.
Leroy.
Let me do football for example.
Leroy, let me ask you this.
Let me do football for example. Okay? If I trade up to the second pick, and the commissioner goes up there and goes, there's been a trade for the second pick. Then he will announce the team that got the trade, who they pick.
Right, because they have 10 minutes now to make the pick. If I tell you I'm trading you and I want you to select this person and we're going to trade for the person, you're going to just might as well do it. Why wait the extra 10 minutes when, boom, there it is.
That's not why the pick – wait, whoever makes the pick still gets the slotted time. It doesn't reset.
That's the NFL, right. In the NBA.
No, same thing in the NBA. It doesn't reset. The 10 minutes doesn't restart if you trade the pick or whatever. There's still 10 minutes.
Okay.
So why, if you announce a trade right before the pick, then you didn't announce the original team picking that player? It makes no sense. There's so many guys that there's been drafts where the guy is being interviewed about going to a team and they go, you got traded.
Yeah, I've seen that. That happens on the NBA all the time in the draft.
Right, but it doesn't happen in football.
Two different sports.
Okay. It's
like in the NBA. Hey, what number did Dennis Schroeder wear for the Heat?
I don't know.
None. Zero, but, zero.
But he was a Miami Heat. He was traded to the Miami Heat, right?
Sure.
Yeah, but.
And then he got traded to the Detroit Pistons. Guess what? But when you look at his history, it's going to say Dennis Schroeder traded to the Miami Heat. Never wore a uniform. Dribbled the ball.
But that's something totally different.
That's just what I'm just saying. That's how it is. That's how the NBA does it.
But here, The same thing happens in football. If you get traded in the offseason and then traded again before the season starts, you never come to that town. Or if you get traded and then released, like the same thing. It's just, it just makes it, it's a waste of time.
I get, you're right. But that's, you know.
Right.
Call Adam Silver and his messed up arm.
He said he got a messed up arm.
Was he wearing a sling last night?
A sling or something like
that? Yeah.
He was balling on the side, you know, trying to grow the game. We have some sound bites. As you know, yesterday we hosted a draft show, Tobin, Solana, Tommy Tighe. We're out at Kaseya Center as the pick happened. So the first interview that he has as a Miami Heat member was lucky enough to be captured here on QAM. So we'll hear from the newly selected rookie in the next segment. We're going to talk more about the overall consensus, the draft grades, and we're going to get pros and cons. But it
draft grades?
Yes.
Draft grades.
You know why draft grades are stupid?
I would love to hear that.
Because the three-time MVP went in the second round.
What was the grade, though?
And I'm more than sure that their draft grade did not reflect that.
No,
okay?
No, that was a steal. You never know.
I'm more than sure that their draft grade did not reflect that because guess what?
Yeah.
If you watch Jokic play, you watch Joker play.
Yeah.
Right? Here's what you notice. He's big. He's slow. He doesn't jump. But the one thing that was missing in all that is he's a baller. Right? And he does it his way.
Okay.
So when they talk about success or failure, I'm more than sure nobody said Denver got the steal of the draft back then.
Look at that. Full team report card, the 2015 NBA draft report card, according to Bleacher Report, says Denver Nuggets, steal of the trade. I mean, steal of the draft. And so, look, I went back 10 years. No, you're right. I'm looking at it here, and there's obviously no one who's going to foresee that he would become who he is, but nonetheless,
right.
if everyone says a guy sucks, though, you'd kind of be concerned. Admit it. If everybody was thing, like, this was the worst pick ever, you'd be like,
the thing that I was happy about, right, is what the Heat did is they drafted somebody that can handle the ball and distribute, right? Yeah,
they definitely
so
do.
So what that does is, that helps Tyler. And so now you got two point guards in Kasperis, and now you got Davion Mitchell, who I don't know, you know, what they're going to do with him. But now you got two point guards, two guys who can actually handle the ball, and you're not taking Tyler and forcing him to be a point guard. He can handle the ball on occasion, but he don't have to be the everyday point guard.
Is Davion really a point guard?
I guess.
Yeah,
I
you mean, know, you know why?
He's a defensive
you know why
point
I consider
guard.
He's you
a
know guard. Why I consider him a point guard?
I would say he's a guard. I won't say he's
you,
a point
you
guard.
You know why I consider him a
he
point
ain't
guard?
A shooting guard.
But here's why.
He's just a guard.
Why? Because he could dribble and he could bring the ball
no,
up.
He's a dribble guard.
No. Here's why. Because he puts pressure in the paint on the defense. And
That's not necessarily everything that a guard does. If you're saying a point guard establishes the offense. He gets guys.
Yeah.
He gets guys. I don't see Davion doing that. He doesn't do that.
What?
Nah. Davion, I don't see Davion doing that.
Okay.
I say he's like a Drew Holiday, though, where it's like.
Will you stop with the Drew Holiday?
Why? Good a defensive point guard who can't really score too much.
And maybe I'm wrong with this, but I look at Davion as a lesser version of Drew Holiday.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. That's what he just said.
What the hell are we doing here?
You said Drew. I thought you were talking about Drew Smith.
What?
What's going
that's
on
what
here?
I thought Dum Dum was saying. That's why I was laughing at it.
Oh, my God. That's a minus one.
Do me a favor. Clip that.
Minus one.
Leo, I know you didn't love me, but if you just don't want to hear what I have to say, that's fine. Let me know.
He just literally just said it.
When you said Drew Holiday, I was thinking you were making fun of Drew Smith.
Yeah, he said Holiday.
I am
There's
liable.
Like two syllables okay. after he said Drew.
I am liable.
I heard Drew and I blanked out because I thought he was going down that path. That's all. My bad.
I am liable.
I take the minus one.
That's it. You know, that's accountability on this show.
Yeah, that's good.
That's something that doesn't happen often.
The minus one. Like, you have been known soon as Drew come out your mouth. What I'm saying? So I'm sorry I jumped the gun a little bit.
Well, if you haven't already noticed,
Leroy just pooty tanked Marco. Side of tank. Side of tank.
If you haven't already noticed, our show pony who worked until the wee hours last night following the draft show is not in today.
Shout out to everyone involved, but special shout out to Brittany yesterday.
Because
I was checking in.
Yeah.
And waiting 20 picks Heat to select. And then it's not like there's any calls or anything like that. Yeah. You're just listening to Tommy Tovin and Talana. Listen, if you're not a sports fan, that is some boredom, my friend.
There's only so many things
boredom.
You can say. How many? What? The show started sometime, I don't know, the coverage probably started sometime around 7, 8, I'm assuming. And, 20 picks, all the trades.
No, shout out to her because I was geeking, but, I love the sports. So listening to Tommy and Tobin and Solana talk was cool, but,
Brittany likes sports, though.
Yeah, she likes F1 and all that. So
Everyone accuses her of an F1 thing.
She's not just an F1.
Can I just say this?
And she could, couldn't talk.
As a person who's been through it, I wasn't into the draft when I went through it. It is, oh, my goodness. So I can understand where he's coming from with that. Even when you in the draft is boring. Right? Like, it's like.
I've seen people there dressed up fancy, trying to go to sleep and stuff on the tables when they haven't gotten their name called. But in the meantime, we will take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear from the rookie himself. First comments as a member of the Miami Heat. We'll dive more into the pros and cons of the newly drafted rookie. And it wouldn't be a Frog Boy show if we didn't have some games planned for the future. So I'll tell you more about that when we come back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm yesterday. He'll be out actually for the rest of the week. Bless you, Fink, I think.
Thank you. Thank you.
She did the turn away.
Yes, very polite. Very polite for sure. We'll be talking in depth today about the Miami Heat's recent selection. Okay, listen, you only get
That's
one.
That's a bird sneeze.
You really
man.
Only get
What's
one.
What's going on with you?
You start going with the second and third. I'm not
You got the
it.
Bird flu.
I am not.
Oh, you
not
got the done. Bird flu?
I'm not done.
She still has more.
Oh,
she
you got a third one.
Yeah.
All right.
You could turn your mic off.
Like caught.
It
she was doing
off.
A good job. She was doing a good job, but then it just bothered me personally. But anyway, the Heat draft Ghost Kasperis Jakučonis with the 20th selection.
I got the pronunciation.
Wait, is that how you say it? I know it's not.
Kasperis?
Yeah.
Jakučonis.
Yes.
So KJ, right? He's really this. KJ's really good.
Yes, KJ, super, super excellent pick, according to what everyone has been saying. The lowest grade that I've seen as far as people, the outlets, Sports Illustrated, Bleacher Report, ESPN, is an A-. And they all say a lot of the same things in regards to him being able to pass the ball as, I think, Illinois tweeted out, like a wizard. He's a wizard with the basketball, apparently.
He's
averaged about 15 points as a rookie, the only other rookie to do that, Cooper Flagg. 6'6", has good size on him, and has a solid dribble to him. I saw some step backs and some crossovers that looked like, he had a little bit of sauce to him for sure. He went to Illinois last year, but prior to that was on FC Barcelona.
By the way,
yeah,
nobody pronounces that.
I was just about to say, when you said Illinois, it's Illinois.
Oh, don't. Okay. Oh, that's a crazy. Thing. Okay. That's a crazy.
Mysteriously thing. Now, Jennifer doesn't have to sneeze.
You got the Googles.
I'm really holding it in.
So yeah, he was at Illinois, and he
oh my goodness.
He was at FC Barcelona prior to that, just turned 19 a month ago. So a lot of upside to him, but there are definitely, like I mentioned, pros and cons. So I'm
the
give
cons
you guys,
are to say he turns the ball over too much.
I'm going to give you guys some cons. I'm going to give you guys some pros, and you tell me which one's more important. A lot of the cons that I'm seeing, like Leroy just mentioned, is that he turns the ball over more than you would like to see your point guard.
So you have a point guard who turns the ball over, which yes. is a major no-no under Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley.
Correct. Mm, okay. Will that lead
so he
to going, him?
So he's in line for the dunk and 2-for-2.
He's in line to be going
2 points,
to Sioux Falls
two turnovers,
a lot.
Sioux Falls.
He's in line for Sioux Falls trips. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like.
Now, something that I did hear our own show pony bring up in his video discussing the draft pick, he did just turn 19. Is this different had you known that he was potentially 22, 23 and had these turnover issues? Or is this something we could just attribute to him being a young player developing?
A young player,
developing and then probably playing it with some men, because, you know, when he was in FC Barcelona. So, yeah, he was playing against some, like, adults. So, therefore, I don't think the game here should scare him. But, he's a young kid, so his mental, his confidence definitely can go up and down at any given point. So they gotta be good with them. They gotta nurture them. They gotta take
Sioux
their
Falls
time.
Is not a confidence builder.
But hey, guess what? Five turnovers in 6 minutes is not a confidence builder as well. So
I am looking forward to Sioux Falls. I think we're gonna have a hell of a line I'm not gonna lie. At least a summer league. That's what I mean.
And here's the other thing. You know, there's always gonna be somebody that nobody heard of that is just busting ass during heat training camp, and all of a sudden. He's gonna get a roster spot. Like, nobody knew what's his name, Kendall Nunn, right?
Kendrick Nunn.
Oh, Kendrick Nunn. Yeah. Nobody knew where Kendrick Nunn was, and then all of a sudden he became a starter and got a bag, stole from the Lakers. No gun.
Now another thing that people have mentioned could be an issue with him is his 3-point shooting.
Wait a minute. So he turns the ball over and he can't shoot?
Look, he can score. And that's what, I guess, obviously led to his
He gets to the foul line a lot.
His comparison has been...
Who?
Bogdan Bogdanovich.
But Bogdan could shoot.
Correct. Again, though, he's pretty young. He's pretty young. So,
Hey, Vlad.
Yeah.
You know, he's 19.
Just Bogdan 19. Came out. There was the minute... came out was that he could shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
But I think this guy passes better.
He's 19, so all these things that we're talking about as cons, he can't improve?
He can, but with this team and their history, we know that, and he's a first-round pick that you would want to implement into this lineup immediately and get burned. We know that if you struggle,
I don't think you draft him at 19 years old and expect him to be a finished product right away. I mean, like, that's.
But then he's not going to contribute this year, then.
But that's the thing we got to get over, though. We got to stop with this. Like, you know what? Some of the greatest basketball players ever didn't win a championship till their sixth or seventh year.
You could develop shooting.
Right.
I'm not saying that's. But the Miami Heat need in this draft. Needed somebody that they can help, that can be part of the rotation.
Yeah, once but the guy begins. They wanted already got picked. I think they wanted Walter Clayton.
Yeah. Well,
he was gone.
This guy actually, the reason Adam Simon admitted they didn't even work him out. They didn't even have a workout with this guy because they didn't expect him to fall. He was listed as high as the seventh highest rated talent in the draft. And no one had him falling lower than 11. The fact that we're able to get him at 20, I guess, you know, the Miami Heat just pulled the trigger because they had no intention of getting this person. I think they were probably looking at, like we said, Walter Clayton and Jace Richardson, if I'm not mistaken, who went a few picks after.
I guess because those guys are names.
Yeah,
that's why.
For sure. And
that's why.
I mean, I do still feel that, you know, they're probably going to have, like, Jace Richardson's probably going to have more wow moments throughout the year or something, because like you said, he is a legacy player having that name. but also his playing style is probably going to translate better for television. But I do feel that, you know, we may have filled a position of need, if you will, with right. having someone who can be your ball handler. And you know, what I worry about is we constantly get these young prospects that's like, I don't know if this guy's good necessarily, or because he can do a lot of things good, but there's not like one thing that he does like exceptional, which I do hear he is a special passer, but it's like, is this going to be another Justice Winslow who, when we drafted it, was like, oh, we got a guy.
Marcos.
And then now it's like 4 years later, we're like, was he actually even good? Like, I remember he did that dunk early on, but was he even good? Is it another Jaime Jaquez? Is it another Jovich?
He possesses one skill that none of them came into the league with. And that's his ability to start off playing point guard and distributing, right? Which I think helps Tyler Hero.
None of those were point guards, so that's right.
Right. So this is, instead of going into camp or going into summer league looking for a point guard, you drafted one. Now, does he need developing? Yes. But he's 19. Okay? And nobody thought he was going to be available at 20. Yeah. But you got him. And you know he's 19. And you got to go into it. You know, you got to go in that accordingly. Like, to say, oh, they ain't going to do this, or they ain't going to. He's 19. Like, holy smokes.
Yeah.
I damn near just got to Michigan.
Dude, that was way yonder, man. Don't try to compare. I mean, yo, that's like 37, 38 years ago. Like,
but back then, but here's the other thing. Back then, basketball players could go right to the NBA.
Not in 89.
Why not?
Because that didn't happen until Kevin Garnett and them. That was later on in the 90s.
No,
bro.
That's not true.
Uh-oh.
Who's the center for the center for Philly back in the day?
That was like in the 70s?
Dawkins.
No, it was Moses, but it was, you know.
Moses Malone.
Okay.
Dale Dawkins.
Yeah, that was in the 70s.
They came right out of high school.
Reggie Harding.
Yeah, that was in the 70s. Then that stopped in the 80s.
I don't know what that is.
Right.
And then came back in the 90s. What are we doing here?
They got rid of it in what, like right after LeBron?
No, they got rid of it. No, because Dwight Howard was right at, like, Dwight Howard was there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Big. Speaking of the draft and being young, let's hear from the player himself.
Uh-oh.
This is him yesterday on our coverage of the draft, describing what players he grew up watching.
I was very little. I used to watch LeBron a lot. And he wasn't the guy that I fell in love with basketball with. And after, when I was in Spain, before going to Spain, I watched Luka when he was in Madrid, playing for Real Madrid. And me, after, I went to play for FC Barcelona. So I spent 3 years in Spain, and now I'm here. So
sounds like you want to be a Laker.
No. I didn't hear that at all. In fact, this is what he liked about this Miami Heat organization.
Yeah, I love the toughness. I like the desire to win every game, going with 100% effort and trying to win every game because every game matters, you know. And just the team plays as a team, sharing the ball well, getting great shots. So I'm just happy to be the part of it.
Yeah, Tobin is not here, but I can already tell he's fawning over
this
guy.
Listen, he loves the team.
Oh, he's just like, oh, yes, what? Sorry, what are you saying? I'm just lost in your accent. There is the first couple words we've heard from the rookie. He seems to have player speak already, in that it's like, we're just going to go out there and play our best. You know, we're
kids speak Spanish.
Wait till Pauly takes him to the strip club.
Marcos, Timu Puerto Rican.
I did hear that, actually. You know, now I have to find out exactly. I did hear him say, or I did see one of the cuts there talking about what he's heard about the city and, I don't know, something about Spanish. So I guess we'll see if he's better than me.
So definitely great weather, great food, and Latin culture. I speak Spanish.
So you speak Spanish, right?
Yeah, I speak Spanish, so...
bienvenido, bienvenido, Casperis.
Oh, my God.
Gracias, muchas gracias.
Jesus. Get some meat. Wow. You know what?
Forget it.
Hey.
I looked at that was kind of cringe.
I wonder when they started speaking Spanish, what Tobin's look was.
See, that was a simple...
Por qué? Why? Like, why, Solano? Why?
Like, just now you heard him say empanada, and he, I think, ordered breakfast just now. So that's an easy...
Exactly what
that's
he
easy.
Did.
That's easy Spanish. Everyone knows that. But, I mean, he played in Barcelona, so that makes sense.
Why would he just put in an order for half-moon empanadas in between an interview?
That's
know?
Crazy,
makes
right?
no sense.
I don't know, but I'm liking it. I'm digging it. Again, this is the Tobin and Leroy Show without our boy Tobin. He's out. He'll be out until next week, but we're holding things down. We got the silly sauce ready to go in the holster.
You know what that means, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we playing? Do I need to get
my bandana?
No. Right here, look, listen, people have been going crazy. You know these awards that they're giving out. They probably must have never heard my segment.
I am Terry, yes. Congratulations to those who've won.
Yes, you know, absolutely.
You know, shout out to Joe Rose and Hollywood and everything.
Joe Rose.
But shout out to this show.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vlad. Right. I appreciate you.
Come on now.
Shout out to this the show. Underdog.
Yeah, and one time I won from the Davy Tribune. I won.
The Davy Tribune.
That's right.
Such a storied and esteemed yes. publication.
I am radio. I came third. Third place for radio personality of
third
the year.
Place. Yes. Who won? Who beat you?
Unfortunately, Joe Rose and Channing Crowder also live
oh,
in Davy.
Oh, well, yes. So, they
it's
do.
A rough city. It's oh. a rough city to live
well,
in.
Well, I guess it's if you live in Davy yeah, and yeah. who has a higher bankroll, you'll be
Leroy,
number one.
Yo,
you beat Leroy.
Leroy was fourth. Leroy
Wait,
was fourth.
You know what?
No,
congratulations.
He was third best in the Tamarack Gazette.
We got more Tobin and Leroy when we come back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. What you know about this song, Vladis? Before your time. What you know about this?
It's Curtis Blow, bro. What are you talking about?
I like saying that to older people.
What, this, and I'm the one who pricked this song and played it. You're telling me what do I know about this?
What do you know about this? This was before your time.
The boy turns his hat around. He instantly thinks.
Yeah, oh. That's what it is. That's what it is.
You think you're hip now?
Thinks he's Ken Griffey Jr. now.
Oh, boy.
It is a June 26th here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. We're going to go through our calendar as we normally do to wish whoever we need to a happy, happy birthday and tell you all the other fascinating things that happened on today's date. And because I know that you're wondering this, if today is your birthday, you were likely conceived on the week of October 3rd.
Why would you?
There you go. You are welcome. You are welcome. That is my birthday gift to you. A couple local.
Also, I agree with Shmeethan. Since when do we do this?
What the back? What do we do?
It's probably the second time that we actually look into what happened.
Why?
Years
what?
Ago.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Shut up, Shmeethan. How about that? Today is Ariana Grande's birthday.
Really?
Come on. That's 31.
Cats fan.
Cats fan. Local legend right there. So. You know, obviously got to show.
Wait, is Ariana's birthday today?
It is indeed.
How old is she?
He just 31. Said 31.
31. I'm sorry. I was actually wishing my friend a happy birthday. That you just mentioned
you just
that.
Remembered it.
So you just reminded me. Yes, I'm happy that she's getting older.
Okay. That's a hot take.
That's you, girl.
She's what about
she's so small.
She is very
she's
petite.
Tiny.
Very
she's
petite.
Tiny.
Very petite.
But she has an awe about her. Like she there is a like she has an aura.
Big voice, tiny body.
She has an aura about her. Like you're like, oh,
we love.
Okay,
that was
very talented.
That was nice. You guys know King Batch. This is kind of lower level, but you know he's like a social media person. No, all right, 36. Aubrey Plaza.
I love her.
I know you do. I know you do. 40 years old.
She doesn't even look a day over 34.
Which which I guess that's good.
I guess that's good, right? I just made up.
Nick Offerman, know him? No, you guys know him. I know you.
Comedian, right?
Kinda. You Google him, you're gonna see his face. You'll be like, oh, I know this guy. But a couple more recognizable names in the sports world. Iman Shumpert turns 34 today.
Good for him.
Happy birthday.
Damn, 34?
34.
Shump should still be playing in the league.
Oof. Shump should still be playing.
Yeah, he's only 34.
34. Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp should still be straight. Like, that'd be crazy. Right?
Shannon Sharp should still be in the on ESPN on First Take.
Shannon Sharp, 56 today. 56, a.k.a. too old to be messing with them young ones. Yeah. Too old to be messing with them young ones. And our last birthday
for today. You make things weird for a birthday announcement.
It's true.
I'm just saying.
You better have an old birthday present. How about that?
Yeah, can't just wish somebody happy birthday and move on.
Nah, we can't.
You got to wish them happy birthday with some side conversation.
Ooh, 50, 60 is up there. Mike Vick, how about that? Mike Vick. Happy birthday to you, buddy. No side conversation. Legend.
Best Mike Vick?
Player. Yeah.
Nice. Happy born day to the
44.
Vic.
44. 44 to Mr. Michael Vick.
The Vick experience.
A couple things that happened on this day in
June
history.
26. What happened on this day?
The Cyclone roller coaster opened up on Coney Island. You ever been?
Yeah. Nearly died.
Wow.
Okay, why?
Yeah, what happened there?
It's a wooden roller coaster. It's not that safe.
Fair. I do not like wooden roller coasters.
This is all this.
Yep. That is fair. That is fair. Elvis Presley.
Yo. Dude, did you see Leroy?
No, what happened?
Bro, you need that clip. Leroy was dancing.
I'm clipping that.
Please do. No. Hey. What happened to his headphones?
Y'all hit up that
ragged ass roller coaster that used to be where Dania Beach is.
Oh, my God. Remember that one? Was it Atlantis?
No, it was like the hurricane or something.
Look, it wasn't even an amusement park. They had go-kart racing and a game room and a roller coaster.
Isn't what they turned
Daniel Point.
David Buster's,
Daniel
right?
Point.
Yeah, no,
Daniel
it was
Point.
Boomers. It was
it was Boomers. That's right. It was Boomers. It was Boomers. You're right.
Yeah, what a good time, man. That was a good time.
Drive down 95 and see that thing go around and you could hear it.
Ringy dinky.
Like, I say, no, sir.
No, it's not.
No, sir.
It is not stable. It is. You definitely got a little bit of a concussion every time you rode that roller coaster.
Especially, like, you know, the ones now, everything's smooth. You glide into the turn.
Yeah, for sure.
I believe they took out the one that was in Busch Gardens also, the middle one.
With that roller coaster, you could hear the people screaming up front before you got to the turn. Because the carts were shaking, and your cart wasn't shaking yet. And then when you got to the back, then you start screaming because you feel like you're about to get shaken out of that thing. Oh, my goodness.
I'm surprised there was not more deaths. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm surprised I did not hear more things about that. In 1977, on this day, Elvis Presley performed his final concert. That was in Indianapolis. And who could forget in 1498?
1498?
The bristle toothbrush was invented in China.
Oh, wait, really?
Thank you so much.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. Needed that.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Listen.
Hmm?
How can I put this?
All right.
How can I put this?
Okay.
There's a bunch of us on this show.
Okay.
That don't care what was happening in 1490 because we weren't in favorable terms with the people.
Wait a minute. 1498, you said?
Yeah.
So 6 years after Columbus discovered everything, boom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
China was already inventing stuff.
China was already inventing toothbrushes, huh? Taxing us.
Listen, they were busy. They were trying to figure things out.
A whole bunch of people using them.
Oh, not in China.
Not that time, no. Not that time.
Not anywhere.
And the last thing I have here, this one, I don't have a year. It just says 19 star star because this kind of,
19 star star.
Correct. Cause this ranges.
What are you talking?
This is the murder of Thomas and Martha Wayne. RIP. RIP.
Wait, you talking about Batman?
Yeah. Batman's parents.
Wait.
Yeah.
How do you know it was June 26th?
According to DC Comics, June 26th, 19 star star, the murder of Thomas and Martha Wayne.
Now that opens a lot of questions. Man, the 19 star, what is Batman? Like, what is Batman? Wolverine now? Like, he's like,
story changes.
He's 120 years old now? Bruce Wayne? Listen, what's going on?
I don't make the rules here. I just want you to know, RIP to the Wayne family. I hope their son is okay, and I hope he grows up to be
It's easy to know how old it is. What day was that article? What day was that comic released?
Yeah, I'm not going to look that up. There's no way I'm going to look that up.
There's no way I'm going to look that up. 19 star.
You know what it is? Multiple.
What the hell is a 19 star star?
Outlets.
Marcos.
Yeah. Smeathan said, on this day in 2025, Marcos came up with this terrible segment.
Oh, no way.
What did you call Marcos? Marcos?
Look, I said Marcos.
I didn't hear that.
Point for Twitcher.
Well, look, I just thought I'd inform you guys of this wonderful day and all the things that happened about it.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad I know now.
There you go.
When the bristle toothbrush came out.
There you go. This is something you can look. When you leave this show, you're going to be like, yo, I learned something today. I definitely learned something today. I learned Leroy doesn't listen to Marcos. And I also learned when the bristle toothbrush was invented. Luckily for you guys, we're not just going to be educating all day. This
you
isn't
also learned
summer
Spanish.
School. Yes.
I saw Solana already glazing the next heat fillet. That was crazy, man. That was a glaze. Yeah. That was a glazed donut,
you
bro.
You know what? I'm glad,
heavy glazing.
I'm glad that you brought that term up because we're playing another segment.
Another one?
Another.
What does these words mean?
What the kids say. We're going to play what the kids say.
We might as well play the same shows that we played a couple of weeks ago.
Hey, this was a good show. So
you
I
love Taboo, don't you?
I do, but I got to save Taboo till Friday. You know, you can't give them with that. It's just a Thursday.
Oh,
so we have enough time to talk about the draft pick. Tomorrow, though, what are we really going to talk about? If you really think about it, I mean, we can't. There's nothing to talk about. But today we have What the Kids Say, and we have a new segment because we're going to get into Hour 2. We're going to talk some football here. A lot of changes have been made in the offseason. So we're playing a new game called Where They Do That At, in which we will find out which of these players made moves. I'm going to name a player. You're going to tell me where they play now.
So it's just basically what team is he on?
Where they do that at?
You just call, where do they do
it?
Get
everything
what?
Wrong.
Oh my God. I think everyone's going to get everything wrong because I'm going to say a certain name. You're going to be like, he got traded? You'll never know. So I got to listen to where they do that at. That and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
This man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.